The two favourites in Little Four football remain on course to battle it out for this year's championship after impressive starts to conference play for both of them last weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the latest local high school and college football news. And we'll also be looking at some of the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest high school soccer, some high school volleyball, some HDNL golf, and where one local state champion is taking her talents after graduation next year. But first up, the Little Four schools kicked off conference play in football this past weekend, and it was a successful start for the two favourites. On Friday night, the Arcata Tigers comfortably got the better of a struggling McKinleyville Panthers team by a score of 51-0. The defending Little Four champs quickly took control of the game and led 43-0 at halftime after scoring 30 points in the second quarter. Junior quarterback Luke Lemke was instrumental in the win, passing for 157 yards and a touchdown, and rushing for 130 yards and three touchdowns on 11 carries. With the win, the Tigers improved to 1-0 in conference and 5-0 on the season, halfway through their 2024 schedule. The Ferndale Wildcats matched them on Saturday afternoon, rolling to a 32-0 win over the Hoopa Warriors in Ferndale, and also improved to 1-0 in the Little Four and 5-0 on the season. The Wildcats rushed for 210 yards in the win and scored touchdowns in all four quarters, including two first quarter touchdown runs by junior quarterback Tanner Pigeon. Both Ferndale and Arcata will be back in action this weekend, with the Wildcats travelling to play McKinleyville on Friday night and the Tigers playing at Hoopa 24 hours later. The two Little Four frontrunners will face each other twice in the final 4 weeks of the season in a pair of games that will likely decide the fate of this year's conference championship, including a showdown in Ferndale on the final day of the regular season. They weren't the only HDNL football teams in action last weekend. On Friday night, the Eureka Loggers travelled to play Windsor, the 11th ranked team in the entire North Coast section, and the Loggers fell 35-8, dropping to 1-4 on the season. Also on Friday, the Del Norte Warriors won for the third straight weekend, travelling to Oakland Tech and coming away with a 13-7 win to go to 4-2. On Saturday afternoon, the Fortuna Huskies lost for the third straight weekend, falling 62-28 at St. Vincent de Paul in Petaluma and dropping to 2-4. St. Bernard's and South Fork both had byes last weekend. Eight of the nine HDNL varsity teams will be in action again this weekend. In addition to the Little Four games, the St. Bernard's Crusaders begin a two-game road trip in Tennessee, where they will play at Grace Baptist Academy on Friday, while Eureka plays at Biggs, Fortuna plays at Silverado, and the South Fork Cubs will play for the first time in 3 weeks when they host Roseland University Prep in Miranda on Friday night. Many of the Mendocino County schools were also in action last weekend. The Willits Wolverines won their fourth straight game, beating Middletown 14-7 and improving to 5-1, while the Fort Bragg Timberwolves won at home against Clear Lake 41-19 to go to 3-3 on the season. Ukiah also won 52-34 at Carlmont, while Round Valley beat Laytonville 52-12 to go to 3-1, while Laytonville dropped to 0-3. This weekend, Willits plays at Cloverdale, Ukiah hosts Montgomery, and Round Valley hosts California School for the Deaf, while both Fort Bragg and Laytonville have byes. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods overcame another slow start on defense on the way to beating Chabot College 54-35 at the Redwood Bowl last weekend. Redshirt freshman running back Isaiah Hemmings rushed for 169 yards and three touchdowns as the Corsairs quickly put a 13-0 deficit behind them with a big second half, including scoring three touchdowns in a four-minute spell in the third quarter. The game was the conference opener for the Corsairs, who improved to 1-0 in conference and 4-1 on the season, while a competitive Chabot team dropped to 0-1 and 3-2. The Corsairs will not play at home again for more than a month, with a pair of upcoming road games at Las Medanas this weekend and at Yuba on October 26th, mixed in with a pair of bye weekends. In local high school soccer this week, the McKinleyville boys threw the race for the HDNL Championship wide open with a big 5-0 win over the league-leading Arcata Tigers on Tuesday. The Tigers sit atop the league standings with 5 games remaining, but after their 3-1 win at Eureka on the same afternoon, the Del Norte Warriors remain right on their heels, just 3 points behind with a game in hand. The Fortuna Huskies also were in action on Tuesday and defeated South Fork 8-0 to go to 5-2 in league play, and they also remain in the chase for the league title, just 1 win behind the Tigers. In HDNL girls soccer, Eureka and Fortuna both won their games on Wednesday to remain tied atop the Big Four standings. Eureka won 2-1 at Arcata and Fortuna won 2-1 at McKinleyville. Both schools are now 3-1 in conference play with 5 games each remaining, followed by Arcata at 2-2, while the McKinleyville girls are now 0-4 in conference play. In local high school golf, meanwhile, Arcata's Madison Nelson continued her surge towards a second straight HDNL title with her 4th win in 4 rounds of league action at Beaupré Golf Course late last week. Nelson shot a 97 to beat the field by 3 strokes, and she stretched her lead on the season to a commanding 32 strokes. In HDNL volleyball, the Arcata Tigers dominated Del Norte in a key Big 5 showdown on Thursday night to move into a tie with the Warriors at the top of the league standings. The Tigers won in straight sets and ended Del Norte's 21-game conference winning streak, which had dated back to 2021. Both teams are now 5-1 in conference play with 2 games remaining each. And finally this week, St. Bernard senior Aaliyah Vigil announced that she will play for the College of the Redwoods women's basketball team after graduation next year. Aaliyah has been a defensive force during her time with the Crusaders, and she played a key role in helping her team win a state championship last season. And that's this week's Caymud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.